Bishop is sometimes hidden. But we also thought that don't do robust things like cutting and all these things. If a mandir was not there for thousands and hundreds and lakhs of before there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. With no effort for making temple there or anything bodily or outwardly, our preaching and our everything is for Atma, Atma Jnana, Bhakti. So without Mandir, in our cult, Mandir is Kanishka Adhikari versus Vigraha. So it is only for Kanishka Adhikari. And if a Uttam Adhikari or Madhyam Adhikari does worship, it is for only to give training for them. Or he does a Bhav Seva like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, always doing Ashtakaliya Seva. And for Kanishtha, it is very useful to do Vigraha Seva. But in Kalika, it is very hard to worship instant Vigraha. In India, we see now so many difficulties in worshiping Vigraha Seva. So, a day will come when there will be this. But one thing, chanting of Hari, which anyone cannot disturb any chanting, and doing this. But they cannot understand these things. So we should try to make them understand. By Gita, by Srimad Bhagavatam. If they can understand, it is very good. Otherwise, outwardly we have some sympathy. Arjun became very sad when he heard all this Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. He told that, I am a Sakha of Krishna. And he is telling that Sarva Dharmam Pratyajamam Ekam Sarvam. I have done in very childhood, aren't so past birth and birth. I have done all these things. Why now he is giving this Siksha to me? Like gopis, Krishna is telling in Srimad Bhagavatam that you should meditate me. Gopis are telling that this training is not for us. We are trying to
forget
you. Always. And Brahma and all others, Sankar, Sanat Sananda, are trying to meditate your feet, but we are always unremembering, but we cannot do. Or, and you are telling to meditate us. So gopis and all these things are upadesh are not for gopis, are for ordinary person who have no atma vivek. Atma vivek, you know, atma anatma, separation,
discrimination,
Gita, one thing is that manmana bhava matasapta maya matayaji mam namastu mam eva yasyasi pratijano priyosi. Gita has some five classes of siksha. Siksha means
instructions.
Ordinary, Guhya. Guhya Tara. Guhya Tama. And Sabha Guhya Tama. And in Gita it has been clarified. Okay. Ordinary Shiksha is that. Vamsas Jiranani Japadhyam. This body is not soul, soul is not body. Body is for soul, soul is not for body. And this comes and goes. We should not think for, worry for this body. One day, it will go short. If whole doctors of whole world will come, they cannot see, say, anyone. But life has been given by our karma. Menam chidanti shastrani janam karma janam kriyana na sosya. This is ordinary shiksha. You should have sukh and dukh, and you should be satisfied with this. You should isko sajya karna chahiye. What is the meaning of sajya?
Sajya.
You should sahan karna chahiye.
And bear.
You should bear it.
Tolerate. Detection.
If suffering comes by doing nothing for that, normally it comes without any effort. In the same manner, if sukh is there, sukh means
happiness.
Happiness is there, it comes automatically. So we should not bother about this. So these are ordinary sukha. Karmanne vadhikaraste ma phalesu kadachit. This is ordinary sukha. Brahma jnana is guhya. Paramatma jnana is guhyatara. Bhagavata jnana is guhyatama. And to love Krishna, especially with bhava of gopis, is sarva guhyatama bhava. In this sloka, manmanaha, madhavakti, matiyaji, mang namas, these are categories. First take, manmanaha, why your daughter is going? He may go, but you should not go. She told this, I will go. If you will get me out of harm, if her husband will reject me, but I will go. And see what he, who is he. So, when old lady and went out and his daughter went, he at once came out of the door and saw Krishna. Krishna saw him for a distance. Oh, he sees newly married. And she lovely sing to me. So Krishna caught hold of a cow and his leg means
tail.
He did like this. And he at once jumped and ran away towards that door. Krishna made this and see. And Krishna also running towards that to catch hold of that cow. He went running there. When he came near to that lady, he showed it. Krishna took his cloak and very mildly smiling, she get into his ear. And at once returned. His heart, Krishna took with him and went to call her. She is standing and standing for hours and hours. Her mother-in-law came. What are you doing? Why you are standing? I have told you that that serpent will come and catch you. Will cut you. So I think that he has cut you. Sure. But she could not speak. She was off, her mind was out of. Anyhow, she catch hold of that lady and took it to his home room. She thought that if I give him order to do like this, Dadhi Manthan. Adimanthan ka kya?
Churning.
She told that go back to this room and cards should become in handy and by food like this. She heard the her order, but his mind was upset. So entered the room and brought a pot in which some seeds of mustard oil seed was kept. So she took out that pot and began to because he was one man was not there. Krishna has taken in his heart. After some time she came, returned and she told that, oh, what are you doing? All seeds you are...
You are churning.
Get up. Bring water from well, far away. And she gave one pot, another pot and another pot. Three pots in here and one pot here. And very big rope given this hand. And in this, a little boy he gave to his lap here. Go at once and bring water. Anyhow, he was trying to divert his mind. She took in all these things, went to that well, kept the pot there. And he made sit down that boy and took rope and instead of giving rope to the pot, he gave it to the neck of that boy. Because his man was not there. Then one copy told, oh, any bhoot has caught her. Bhoot means
ghost.
Has. Another cup. No. Nandapoot has caught it. Nandapoot, you know?
Nand son.
This is an example of manmana bhava. Gopis are all like this. So it is not any ordinary bhakti. Manmana bhava, uttam bhava can be manmana bhava. Like this is sarva guhya tamam. It is the aspect of whole Gita to be like the same. But it is very hard to give all these things to Krishna. Gopis are only example of this. Manmana bhava. Arjun told that in this battlefield I cannot be, it will not be proper to be like this. So give me another
Instruction.
Instruction.
Another instruction.
Then he told, yes. Mother Bhakti. Manmana Bhav, Mother Bhakti. Bhakti is that who is trying to be Bhakta, Sadhana Bhakta, up to Bhav Bhakta. Not upper than this. Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasam, Saptanam, Vedanam. Those who fully consider Atma, all has given for Krishna, and doing sadhan bhajan like this. These are Bhakta. Who is Bhakta? Rad Maharaj. His time. Ambarish Maharaj is Bhakta. By head he is doing like this. By face cleaning of Sri Mandir. And he has engaged all Indri.
Senses.
Senses.
Senses. In Krishna Shiva. Is there Bhakta? Like in Gita, he has told, Nannashchinta yanto, mangi jana parjupasite, tesham nit abhijuktanam, yoga chema vaham neham. Have you heard this slok?
Yes.
What is the meaning of this slok?
Ananya.
Yanto.
One whose mind is
Ananya.
Then I carry what they lack, because one who's always meditating on me.
Those who are not meditating anything else than Krishna.
Ananya chinta.
When we meditate Krishna, meditate water to drink, to go where, to anna, all others, to Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, Narayana, Ram, all these things. For Krishna only and to Krishna. It is called Ananya, but it is sadhana. Arjuna, with about 1,000 years before, there was a bhakta named Arjuna. He was Brahmin, but he was poor Brahmin. He not doing anything for wealth, only for bhakti. He was writing the meaning of Artika of Gita. Then this is his rope can. He thought that this meaning is that who are Ananya Cheta. Ananya Cheta, understand?
Yes.
Ananya Cheta. Those who have nothing worry for their this bhojan or bodily anything. Nothing to worry. Only they are thinking of me and me. When needed, I go to them with bags and everything on my head or here and carry them all things. Understand?
Yes.
In India, the labor class has a bamboo stick like. And in the end there is that ropes, and on ropes they keep weights of chawal, dal, anything. So he was thinking that I am a poor Brahmin, and up till now Krishna has not taken for me any weight carrying my foods or clothing or anything. It may be that he can give here anything to others and they will supply. But he will not, he never carries the load of putting and clothing. So he has marked that data with a red ink. And went for Diksha. Diksha means KG.
Begging.
Though by chance, he could not get anything till 3 p.m. At last, he was returned. In the same time, if boy having so much rice, dal, atta, ghee, sabji, everything, sugar, with on his soldiers, and came to his room, his house, and told, "Oh man, our Guruji has sent by me all these things." And closed and darwaja khol diji. Open the door and keep it out. She thought that any chhatra of this pandit, he has given something, has given something, and he is carrying. He saw that boy is very cloudy glance of his face, very smiling face, very, very beautiful, and Kishore. He at once moved. Boy was with Pashina. Pashina means heart.
Sweat.
Huh?
Sweating.
Sweat.
Sweating.
Perspiration.
Oh, you are sweating? You sit down and take some water and bring it. He told that, "Mother, our Guru is very dangerous person. I was some late. He was calling me to carry out all these things, but I became some late. So he has, by his, he has done like this, and he saw, makes off.
By his nails,
he scratched.
And it was appearing that at once blood will come out of him. The Brahmani began to read. How Nishtu?
Must be cruel.
Cruel.
Well, how cruel this person is. He has a scratch in his ear, and blood is coming. And she is very Kishore and Komal, yet he has given so much heart to her. Are you understanding?
Yes.
So much.
Wait.
Wait. Oh, I will. When he will come, I will rebuke him. I have done so cruelly with this boy. Oh, boy, you are my son. Please sit down. I am going to cook, and after giving meal to you, then I will leave you, and then you will return to your home. Boy says, "Yes, I am sitting here and prepare meals." She went to prepare the meal. In the meantime, her husband came. Opened the door. She was very furious. She had once come and told, "Why you have beaten that boy? She is very sure, very beautiful. And he cannot carry so much weight, and you have given him so much weight. And you have done like this. I don't know anything. I have not given anything to any man. Where is that boy? Let us be sure." She went and where the boys are sitting. Then she said that boy is not there. So they were searching here and there, at once, he told that, where is my Gita? He saw that a slow and began to read, that though that red line was not there, Krishna came himself there and proved that what is written in Gita, all is true to extent. So he became very nervous and fell to the feet of his wife and began to weep and weep. This is ananya chintayanto mangye jana parjupashate. Krishna fits them. This is comes in saranagati. We should bother for all these things, but we should not bother who are bhakti. They are surrendered soul. Surrendered souls have never anything to enjoy. This is Madhav Bhakta. Arjuna told that, I cannot do in this battle like this. Ravanam, Kirtan, Vishnu, Shmadu, Padu, Shiva. Give another Sikha to me. That can I do easily? Mang namaskuru.
Madhyaji.
Oh, Madhyaji. Madhyaji, Archan and Eshan. They have no idea of Seva, how Seva. That too has. Outwardly, they only know that Sivigrahi is Bhagavan, but they don't care for Bhagavan. Is that Kanishka? They do archan, seva, puja, all other. Then Arjuna told also again, I cannot do this battlefield, and where I will have powers and all these things. Shodasa upachara puja. So give me another answer. Then he told lastly that Mang namaskar. Only one namaskar will save you from this worldly life. And you will not take birth in anything. So, to namaskar is ordinary siksha. To jajan, archan and all these things, it is like Brahma, chinta, like Brahma. So, it is Guhya. And Guhyata Paramatma Anusilan. Angushta Pariman here, meditating and doing all these things. And Ananya, this is Guhyatara, Guhyatam. And that Gopi is example of Guhyatam, Sarva Guhyatam. So Gita has everything but in Sutra. And Srimad Bhagavati is has class. It is not ordinary. It is not Vishya. Not Vishyata. But only Sarva Vishya. They have told me to take 7 days to rest. After that, by and by. But daily you should come. You should tell and I will be here.
After you also tell me, all of you.
You are okay?
Yes.
And you? You'll be here first time. One week?
Yes.
one explanation, Shrinikethana, which the gopis give, that Lakshmiji is just, she's afraid that you will leave her, that's why she's keeping you in peace. So, did Krishna give some argument, and that's why the gopis gave that reply? Because we couldn't remember the argument that Krishna gave.
Why she said,
yeah,
Shrinikethana.
Yeah. First Krishna said that I cannot put my feet on your breast because that will be sinful. Then they said that anyone who surrenders to your feet becomes freed from sinful reactions. So we cannot accept what you say. And then Krishna gave the argument that, different arguments, that your breasts are very hard and burning, yeah. And then the gopis gave the counter argument that you have danced on the hoods of Kaliya, so, and he was breathing fire and poison.
She was running after cows.
Yeah. But did Krishna say something that made the gopis to reply Shrinikethana?
What was Krishna's argument? That's what the gopis replied. That you, what was Krishna's?
Krishna, yes, tell us. Shrinikethana. There are two meanings. Sri means Lakshmi. And Sarvasri is Kinti Radhika. So, I have not touched that meaning, Radhika. Sri Niketana, that Sri Niketatam, two words. Niketan of Sri, or Sri is Niketan of Krishna. Sri Niketanam, he is Niketan of Sri, then Lakshmi will come here. And when there is meaning that Sri is Niketan of yoga, mind and everything, then Srimati Radhika will come here. Sri Niketana. Krishna is saying that your breast is so much Subhar Agar. Sri means beauty, so beautiful, beautifulness. So beautiful. So Komal, soft, so soft, and everything. I cannot give my feet, that feet is very hard, and this is very komal, very madhurdhva, so I cannot keep it on your breast. Then they are telling me, very much a rush in this. We will have to go through Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Sahib. Then we can have all these ideas. A slok has so many meanings. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sarvam Kartaya. For one Adhikari, qualified, one kind of meaning. Another upper for another, and for Rashi came out another.
Atmaramastu.
Like Atmaramastu.
any external so Ananita is being a viral attack is not by the so many.
You are very obliged to all these Guru Paramparas. So with daily wisdom, do pranam to all Guru Paramparas. Daily.
Speaking the Bhagavatam, we're reading it, but when you speak it, it becomes better. And also, you're from Mathura. Like Sukadev Goswami is also.
But you are coming from Vrindavan.
You have so faith and surrender to me. Otherwise I have no qualification like you are saying.
That is your humility.
We had some questions.
Some.
But they're easy ones. Sometimes when we've spoken, you explained about the importance of Shiksha Guru. And it seemed that Shiksha Guru has a special importance in Raganuga Bhakti, especially.
Guru has also, Shiksha Guru has also.
Yeah.
If he is Shiksha Guru, he may tell other persons also Shiksha Guru, but both are one. Like he was. Shiksha and Shiksha Guru is the same. But now you are, now you can hear from others, and you may regarded as Dattatreya has regarded
24
sitchas, whether they have no qualification. A tree, a serpent, a cow, ocean, that are Vesya, Vesya, you know?
Posted lady.
That lady, they have no qualifications. But yet he regarded as a Shikshaguru. Some are, they are Shikshaguru.
Queen.
But he supposed that earth is very sahamsi, sahisu.
Tolerant.
Serpent never builds any room or house for him. He always lives in
a
rat's
hole.
And sometimes here, sometimes there, sometimes there. Like a, and so many tree. He never looks after himself. He looks, his everything is for others. His lips, his
bark,
his rush, his roots, his everything is for others. So he is nice teacher. His scent should be like that tree. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also said,
three, four, five.
In Raganuga, bhakti, there's special necessity, very important to
say. Though he is Diksha Guru, yet he will have to give. That is Siksha.
Yeah.
If he has given only mantra in this
year,
only mantra, and he cannot give all these ideas of Raganuga, then another guru should be adopted with consent of that guru. And that guru should certainly order that you can be to give this man and have all this right. I have not so far. And if he does not order, then you should left that guru because he is not.
You may keep down the receiver.
Everything arranged Krishna is so much those who required help, and then Krishna anyhow managed to help them. Sikha Guru, Diksha Guru, Vaishnava Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. Without his management, we cannot have any Sikha Guru or Diksha Guru or his Krishna.
So, sometimes we've heard the term used, at least in like Sadguru, or someone's eternal guru. And
Sadguru and eternal guru?
Sadguru, meaning like who is your eternal guru? Sometimes this term is used. Is that actually a Vaishnava term? Or is it coming from something else? Or meaning, something about, the eternal
guru. You should know that Guru Tattva is Akhanda. And Akhanda Guru Tattva is Baldev Prabhu. And all Guru are manifestation of Baldev Prabhu.
Yeah.
So those who are realized so, Siddhanta Ved, and having connection with Krishna, that he told that is good.
तस्मात् गुरुं प्रतस्मात् गुरुं प्रपद्ये
प्रतिज्ञासु श्रीयमन्ते शाब्दे परिचनिष्णातं ब्रह्मण्योपशमाश उपशमाश्रयं वजे नो कनेक्शन नो
अटैचमेंट
विथ वर्ल्डली अफेयर्स दिस शुड बी फर्स्ट एंड इफ ही हैज दिस क्वालिटी बट ही डज नॉट नो द सिद्धांत ऑफ शास्त्र is no guru. So both should be. But if he is unattached with four worldly things and he knows every siddhanta of shastra, but he has no realization of God, Krishna, then he is not guru. So three things be. But the realization of Krishna be sure. If the two are not, but yet he has the relation with God, Krishna, he is
good.
And if three things are, it is very best, fully qualified, and he is incarnation of Nityananda Prabhu and Akhanda Tattva.
realization of God, other
three
qualities
there
must
be same. There is a reason. What he tells that group is wordings of Baldev Prabhu. That guru is wordings of Baldev Prabhu.